T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot of news breaking this morning.
You kidding me, brother?
Internationally and nationally, Brittany Griner released on her way home in a prisoner exchange with Russia for a terrorist named Victor Bout.
And, you know, we could have called this, Larry. This is very political, very controversial. We got guys blowing up my phone, sending me notes on every social media platform. Will she stand for the national anthem? I don't know. I'm not getting into the weeds on that one.
Well, more importantly and more practical,
right,
for a lot of families,
right,
dealing with this flu.
Right.
So we have COVID, we have the
right,
seasonal flu, RSV has been an issue,
right,
and we have
Dr. Don Yealy, Chief Medical Officer, the best I know, quite frankly, UPMC standing by. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning. So, I'm doing fine.
Doc, we're kind of leaning on you to get a kind of a sense of where we are right now in this, because we're hearing these numbers are really high for the seasonal flu for starters. Where are we?
Well, it's very, very interesting in that if as a person, you know, living here in Western Pennsylvania, it seems to you, do we just swap one virus for another and one challenge for another? That's actually a fair assessment. So right now, the most activity that's causing illness is with influenza, and it's with a specific type called influenza A. And this is early. Usually influenza starts at the end of November through December, but doesn't really get to high numbers until January-ish. And we are already seeing numbers that are higher than anything I've seen since 2016. Not the record that I've seen in 20 years or 30 years of practice, but very, very high. So it's higher and sooner. And RSV and COVID are not gone yet. They're not raging like we once saw, but they're still there. And they're all respiratory viruses.
Hey, Doc, I'm hearing a bunch of different things. The folks aren't getting the flu shot like they should. Is that true?
Well, traditionally, flu shot uptake has been different than not only what we experienced with COVID, but with many other vaccinations. And it looks like this year's acceptance is not as high as either in the past or what we'd hoped for. And that's a shame, because right now it looks like the vaccine that we're using is a better match than had existed many times in the past. It's usually a combination of different types of flu strains that we try to provide protection. We do that based on estimates from the previous year and what's happening in different parts of the globe. This year it looks like it would be more effective. Remember, any vaccine is there not to prevent you from getting the infection, but to make sure that if you get the infection, you are well-equipped to fight it off and not have serious consequences.
Is there anything else, Doctor, that you can recommend for us? I know, you know, we've gone through these exhausting mentally and physical highs and lows with this whole pandemic and COVID and now, you know, the seasonal flu numbers. What do you recommend we do?
So for all of these respiratory viruses, there are a couple of simple things. First and foremost, prepare your body for them. So get vaccinated.
That's right.
For COVID, for influenza, if you can. If you're elderly, for pneumonia, which is not a virus, but a different type of respiratory pathogen. Number two, if you are in the group that's more likely to have a hard time with any of these viruses, and those are almost always people who are more mature, so over 65, who have serious illnesses, either heart, lung, diabetes, or have any immunosuppression, I think that's the time when you personally decide to have a mask when you're in crowds or in enclosed areas. That will decrease the chances that a large amount of the virus actually gets into your nose, into your lungs. And then number three, if you feel sick, use a home test if you're worried about COVID, or talk with your doctor. We have things we can do to help mitigate, that is, lower the risk of you becoming even sicker. Those three things, no matter which virus we're talking about, will do you well.
Dr. Don Yealy, UPMC. I'm hearing the crazy, jammed up emergency rooms. Give people advice what they should do before they end up in an emergency room, sir.
So we want to serve you when you're sick. And the most important thing to think about from both if you're a patient who's feeling poorly or if you're on the provider side is let's match the kind of service that you need with what's available. And if you're not having severe problems with difficulty with your normal activities of life, call your physician, your advanced practice provider, avail yourself to local testing, and get advice about where's the best place to go. Physician's office, a clinic, and urgent care, and use the emergency department if they guide you there or when you have severe symptoms. And that's almost always difficulty breathing or difficulty functioning, not just feeling cruddy, but difficulty functioning. We can take care of you, but if everyone comes to one location, it will take longer.
Doc, final question. What are you hearing about shortages of common medicines for children like Tylenol and others?
Well, there is some evidence to suggest that the Tylenol supplies, which is acetaminophen, it comes in a lot of different forms, are not what they had been in the past. I think for most people, that won't be difficult. There also is a shortage of antibiotics. People often think if I have a viral infection, I should take an antibiotic. It actually does nothing to help you out. And so that shortage, while interesting, isn't really going to affect your ability to recover from any one of these viruses. There is a very modest shortage of one of the agents that we use for influenza. It just means we have to be smarter about picking who gets that particular agent. Almost always we'll ask, are you at risk to do really poorly? And that is, you haven't been immunized and you're either elderly or have one of those conditions. It's exactly why you need to get in contact with your physician. They'll know if your immune system's working right and what other conditions you have, and they'll be able to help you make the right choice.
Appreciate your input and your expertise, Doctor. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me, and have a good day.
You too. So the Chief Medical Officer, UPMC.
Don Yealy, a fantastic resource. And by the way, really important information, so I hope people pay attention.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.